We're continuing the Mishnah on Daf Beis Med Aleph. I put on your marmokomos a Tosis Divrei Masechta Isha, which I don't have much to talk about, but I want to make one point. So Tosis there is worried about one letter in the Mishnah, and why does it say Ha Isha Niknes as opposed to Isha Niknes? And Tosis points out that there are other Mishnayos where we use the terminology of Ha Isha and Ha Ish. We have in the second parak Ha'ish Mekadesh. You have in Yevamos Ha'isha Shaholcha, Ha'isha Halach, Ha'isha Shinisarmala, etc. And then you contrast that with the sugya in the beginning of Maseches Ksubis, where the Torah, the Gemara says Bisula Niseis. It doesn't say Ha Bisula, but rather Bisula. So he wants to know, when is it that we use the Hey Hayidia, and when do we not use the Hey Hayidia? So Tosis says, as a possible answer, V'yesh lomar, d'hocha akra koi. So here, the reason that the Mishnah uses the language of Ha'isha is because Rabbi Yehuda Nasi is building back into the pasuk. Because what Isha? We're not talking about any Isha, stam an Isha. Ha'isha, the Isha. Which Isha? Ha'isha ha'mivureres b'pasuk, the ashkachna, Isha mifureres bikra, gabe nisuin, diksiv ki yikach ish isha. So which Isha is our mission talking about? It's talking about the Isha in the pasuk. Ava besula, when it comes to besula nises, there is no besula that is specifically referred to in the pasuk bikra, gabe nisuin, and therefore that's the basis for the use of the hey here as opposed to besula nises. He asked the kasha. If that's true, then how do you understand by Eved Ivri? Eved Ivri and Eved Kanani are referred to in the Pasuk. So why does it say Eved Ivri and Eved Kanani and Daf Chav Beis? Ama Ivriya, my lo tani bahem behei, daha mivuram bepasuk. Vishema, perhaps, bahani Eved va'ama, ain't a nofel bahem leshen hey. Why? She'ain mivurarin kol kach. Because when the Torah speaks about an Eved, there are different types of avodin that the Torah speaks about. There's an Eved Ivri, there's an Eved Knani. When the Torah speaks about a Ama, a maidservant, there's an Ama Ivriya, there's a Shifcha Knanis, and therefore it is not so precise in the Pasuk. So the Mishnah is also going to reflect that it's not so precise. It just says Eved without the Hay. In contrast, when the Torah Mishnah speaks about Hayevama Niknes, so, yes, because the Torah speaks about a specific Yevama, and therefore it's Ha-Yevama. Okay. Now, that's the first half of Tosis, and Tosis develops a theory. The theory is that if it's based in a Pasuk, and there's a person who's a Mivureres in a Pasuk, so that's when we'll use the He-Ha-Yediyah. So what point do I want to make over here? I want to make one small point, which I think you will find throughout Shas. Now here Tos is going to back away from this pshat, but throughout Shas you'll find this point, and it's worthy of at least a mention. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi was the mechaber of Mishnayos. He put the Mishnayos together. When he put the Mishnayos together, that was a radical move, because are you allowed to write down Torah Shabbat Peh?
No.
You're not allowed to write down Torah Shabbat Peh. It's meant to be oral. And that was a radical move because it was getting forgotten. So he had to write it down. Now, by writing it down, he also, once taking that step, he wanted to, and there are many rias to this, he wanted to create a bridge, a connection, a linkage between Torah Shvichsav and Torah Shbal Peh. And therefore, in many instances, you'll find, especially in the beginning of Masechtas, there's going to be The Mishnah is going to be reflecting in some fashion the Torah Shebichsav. And that's what really Tosis is pointing to over here, is that it says Ha'isha because this Mishnah should not be read, you know, separate and devoid from, as just a unit of Torah Shabbat Peh, that is separate and distinct from the Torah Shebichsav. It is linked and bridges back into Torah Shebichsav, and that is the lesson of Ha'isha. It's not any Isha, it's the Ishin Chumash. It's not any Yavama, it's the Yavama in Chumash. And that's really what Tos is developing. You'll ask me a kasha, which my Rebbe once pointed out to me, and that is, you'll notice, what Masechet do we have that discusses in Yanei Chanukah?
Shabbat.
What? What? How many Mishnayos address in Yonei Chanukah? So the answer is there are six Mishnayos in Shas that mention Chanukah, but none of them are discussing Hilchos Chanukah. They mention Chanukah. In other words, Chanukah was something that's mentioned in Mishnayos. Gemara, famous Mishnah in Maseches Bava Kama, Perek HaKoines, addresses if you're you have a camel going through the shuk and there's a big bundle of hay on the camel and it gets burnt by Neros Chanukah. So it's not a Chanukah sugi, it's a Bava Kama sugi, but it mentions Chanukah. Six Mishnayos mention Chanukah. What Masechet do we learn in Yonei Chanukah in? Well, I'm looking for, where's Maseches Chanukah found? There is no Maseches Chanukah. You'll notice in contrast, there is a Maseches Megillah. Why is it that Rebbe saw fit to develop a Maseches Megillah and no Maseches Chanukah? And the answer is because Megillah has a Torah Shebichsav. What is the Torah Shebichsav? It's Megillas Esther. So there, Rebbe saw fit, yes, to create a set of Mishnayos that are patterned built on the Torah Shebichsav. Does Chanukah have a Torah Shebichsav?
I mean,
It doesn't have a Torah Shebichsav. It doesn't have a Torah Shebichsav, and as such, you do not have a Maseches Chanukah. It might be a possible explanation of that detail. Now, this is all in the first half of Tosis. At the end of the day, what does Tosis say about this magical hay? Is it significant?
No.
So Tosis walks it back. And Tosis basically says, you know what? You know, in this case, this is a theory, which he says at the end of the day, he says, Ein lachush kokar. I'm not sure this theory is correct. It's an interesting theory. It's worth a half of Tosis. Because I think the yesod that Tosis wants to impart upon us is a good yesod. Okay, Tosis is not convinced that this is definitely the case, and sometimes the Mishnayos will just say things in a way that is what he calls the rihut lo bapeh, the shigra delishna, how things come off the lips, how you kind of, you know, say them. And he points out sometimes you have Mishnayos which indicates the subject of the Mishnah and then a number. Pa'isha nicknames b'shosha drachim. Sometimes it's Hatorah nicknames the arboim b'memches drachim, and sometimes it's the number afterwards. So that's all more stylistic, what comes off the pen. But again, I wanted to just mention Tosis because of that core yesod, and that's really, I'll take Eli Rubin's question because he's asking so politely, and then we're going to move on. Yes, sir. Yes,
only,
yes.
But the only part of you I know of that we do use the hay in Hamashiach. You say that it also includes the Gadim, even though he's not the Mashiach. So it does have halachic significance.
Halachic significance?
Yeah. That he is allowed, that he's eligible for certain things, even though he's not the Mashiach.
We can talk after Shir, if you like. Okay. Okay. That was just a nice little ha'ara, but I want to get to the core topic, which is a small tesis. Now, it's a small tesis, but to me, it's a very exciting tesis, a very interesting tesis that is going to help us develop a yisod. So the Mishnah tells us that there's a core machlokes beis Shammai beis Hillel regarding what is the amount of kesef kiddushin. According to beis Hillel, it is, of course, a pruto or a shavet pruto. According to Beis Shammai, it's a dinar or a shavet dinar. What's which one's more, which one's less? A dinar is significantly more. Okay. Now, Tosa says that b'maseches Beis Shammai omim b'dinar, b'maseches edios tani la gabe kule Beis Shammai v'chumer Beis Hillel. So this is listed in Maseches Edios, where there you have a mission that identifies all the cases in Shas where Beis Shammai is the mekel. Because normally, what's the rule of thumb? Beis Hillel is the Mekel. So there's a list of a couple of Mishnayos, three of which in the beginning of Maseches Beitza, where Beis Shammai is the Mekel. So this is one of them. Why is Beis Shammai the Mekel over here, says Tosis? Because if you marry off, a man marries a woman, Reuven is Mekadesh Leah, with a half a dinar. So according to Beis Shammai, according to Beis Hillel, what's the halacha? What's Beis Hillel going to tell you? Beis Hillel is going to say mikudeshes, which means she's an eishes ish, which means she is aser akola olam kehekdesh. And according to Beis Shammai, she's what? She's Eina Mekudeshes. She's free to marry anyone she wants. And therefore, says the Mishnah, this is Mikule Beit Shammai Ume Chumre Beis Hillel. Good? Good? Good. So comes on Tysus. And Tysus says, there's a very cryptic line over here. The Afal Gad the Ikibla Kidushime Acher have Beit Shammai Lechumra. But let's say this Leia, this is stage one. Stage two comes along Shimon. And Shimon goes ahead and gives her a dinar. So now, this bit of information is left out by Tosis. So Tosis had an older brother, younger brother, called the Tos HaRosh, who is the art scroll of Tosis. And the Tos HaRosh just clarifies what Tosis has in mind over here. And he says what happened is, this is step one, this is step two. She accepted a dinar from Shimon. And step three is Reuven dies. So now, in this scenario, what is the halacha? So now, according to Beis Shammai, what's the status of this woman? And according to Beis Hillel, so according to Beis Shammai, she is an Eishes Ish. She's Mikudeshes to Shimon. She needs a get. She's also a Kol Olam Kehekdesh. And according to Beis Hillel, what's her status? She's Muteris. Why is she Muteris? Because when she was already married to Reuven, this Kiddushin is not Taifes. Now Reuven dies and she's Muteris Laila. So who's the Machmah, who's the Mekil? Beis Hillel is the Mekil. So it all depends on your case construction. But if it's this case, then a Beis Shammai all of a sudden is the Machmah once again. So Tosis is asking what we say in Hebrew is a kashia, a kushia semuya, a hidden question. Now, what he's presenting over here is, why is this in Maseches Eidos? Mikule Beis Shammai Chum Beis Hillel. Av Agav Dikabla Kiddush Me Acher Have Beis Shammai Lechumra. So how does Tosis answer the kasha? So Tosis answers Mihu. However, Lav Lahachi Mitzvah. What do you think this Mishnah is talking about? Is this Mishnah talking about Kiddushin number one or Kiddushin number two? Pasuk Pshat. It's talking about Kiddushin number one. So when you evaluate who's the Machmir, who's the Mekil, good, you can construct a case where Beit Shammai is going to be the Machmir. But that's not really what we're talking about. We're talking about Kiddushin Rishon. And we're not talking about this fancy razzle-dazzle, Reuven dies, he's married, whatever. We're not talking about that guy. We're talking about Kiddushin Rishon. Miu lava hachi mitzal, kidamir b'yuma, ki itzal in oval chabashan. When you evaluate who's a Machmir, who's a Mekil, you'll have to look at the case that is being asked. The simple, basic case is being presented, and our mission is talking about Kiddushei Rishon. Kiddushei Rishon, who's the Machmir, who's the Mekil? Beis Shammai is the Mekil.
What's the exact case?
The first guy gave a half a dinar. So, but I don't need to get to the second case. Beis Hillel's the Machmir. What does it mean to be a Machmir? Look at the woman. Is she free to marry?
No, I'm talking about the
case. Now I'm on the guy
in the first case. Beis Hillel says she's Mekudeshes, which is Machmir. Correct. Okay. What's the case that Tosis is referencing as we learn in Maseches Yuma? So in Maseches Yuma, the Gemara has a Shiloh. What is the shear for the Isser Shtia on Yom HaKippur? And the Gemara there cites a machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says the shear is a revius, and Beis Hillel says the shear is kemole lugmav. Gemara has a detailed discussion, and what does it mean? Does it mean a full mole lugmav, a light mole lugmav? But kemole lugmav will keep it simple. And then the Gemara asks the kasha, revius is a lot. A mali lugmav is half a revius. Two mali lugmavs is a revius. One mali lugmav is a half a revius. So if I were to ask you, who's the machmir, who's the mekil in that machlok Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, what's the answer? Beis Shammai is the mekil. Why is Beis Shammai the Mekel? Because you have to drink more to vav the Yisur of Yom Kippurim. You have to drink a whole revius. So when I ask, why then is this machlokas not in the mission Adius, which identifies Kulei Beis Shammai? It's not in that case over there. So the Gemara answers, yeah, but you know what they were discussing over there when they discussed this machlokas? The Shiloh was, what is the shear of Shtia Asura on Yom Kippur for Og Melech HaBosham? For a really, really big guy. Because if you're talking about a really, really big guy, then what? His Malei Lugmav is actually going to be much bigger than a Revius. And therefore, for him, so the Revius is actually going to be the Machmir Shita, and that's not why it's in Adius. That was the conversation. What is the Shir for Og Melech HaBosham? In that case, that was the topic. And in that case, Beis Shammai indeed is the Machmir. In other words, so what does Tosis pull out of that Gemara? He says you have to look at what the Shaila is that you're discussing. Then you can make a determination of what's Machmir, what's Make. Adkan Divrei HaTosis. You want to summarize? I'll summarize. Because now the Shir is going to begin in a couple of seconds. The summary is as follows. Again, Tosis establishes, simple case is that why does the Mishnah Adio say that Beis Shammai is the Mekel? Because you look at the Shaila at hand. What is the topic of the Mishnah? What is the topic of the Sugya? The topic of the Sugya is what is Kiddushei Rishon. In Kiddushei Rishon, when a man is Mekadesh woman, they have a dinar. According to Beis Hillel, she's married. According to Beis Shammai, she's not married. And therefore, Beis Shammai becomes the Make. There's another scenario that could arise where Beis Shammai is Machmir. We don't care about other scenarios. We look at the Shas in front of us. How do I look at Shas in front of us? The Og Melech HaBosham Sugya also highlights that when we establish Machmir Mekil, we look at the Shas that's been presented to us, and based on that Shas, we identify what's Machmir, what's Mekil. Adkan Divrei HaTosfos. Daniel.
We say, like, the reason why the Mishnah is over Isha instead of Ish is because we're supposed to look in the lens of the woman.
That's not the question Tosa says. The Gemara is going to ask that question. We're not up to the Gemara yet. The Gemara is going to ask the question. Why in the second paragraph do we say Ha'ish Mekadesh? And over here it's Ha'isha Nikneis. What?
Do you think it's like another answer?
No, it's a different... we'll get there. We'll get there in the Gemara. Okay. Okay, Rabosai, we're going to now embark on what I think is a very, very juicy Pnei Yoshua. Okay? Open up your Pnei Yoshua. A fancy, juicy Pnei Yoshua. As I was telling... open up the Pnei Yoshua. Now, to understand the Pnei Yoshua, we need a little bit of background, which I will share with you outside. The Pnei Yoshua is going to be built on a case in Maseches Kiddushin Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. And there the Gemara has the following din. Amar Shmuel, if I am Mekadesh and Isha with a tamar, what is a tamar?
A date.
And let's assume that the dates are really, really, really cheap. I can get a whole core of dates, which is like a boatload of dates for a dinar, which means a single date, you know how much a single date costs?
Much less than
Shalvut, a tiny amount. So Hamakadish Isha Betamar, says Shmuel, a big chiddush is at Mikudeshus. But it's less than Shalvut. Chayshinan Leshove Pruta B'Modai. We're now sitting in Eretz Yisrael. But in Modai, there might be a huge, huge tamar shortage, which is causing the prices of tamarim to go very high. Now, here, it's not worth a pruta. But there's a shot that somewhere in the world, the tamar is worth more than a pruta. And therefore, if you're marrying her with a shavar pruta, she is a safek mikudeshes. Suffolk Mekudeshes. Why is she Suffolk Mekudeshes? Because do I know what the pricing is everywhere in the world? No, but maybe somewhere in the world a tamar is worth more than a pruta. And as such, you have to be chayshish for that. And she requires a get misafek because chayshinan shema shaveh pruta b'mada.
So the rule of shaveh pruta just goes down the
drain. Ah, yafeh. Yafeh. So the rule of shaveh pruta essentially goes down the drain, sort of. What then is the nafkamina between marrying someone with a shaveh pruta and pachas m'shaveh pruta? Safek or vadai. If it's a shaveh pruta, then she's vadai mekudeshes. If it's a safek, if it's a pachas m'shaveh pruta, then she is safek mekudeshes, which means she can't marry someone else. But if she marries someone else, then she's safek mekudeshes to the second guy also. So she will need a get mishneim to marry the third guy.
Regardless of what you give, you need a get.
No, you need a get. You need a get misafek.
What does something give? Like, what's it?
You can't marry someone without a get.
It makes us worry.
We worry. We're on spilkas.
I'm saying, why would someone want to give someone? Why would someone want to give a suffix get? Meaning, why would?
I want to marry someone else. I got my eyes on someone else. So, am I married to this first woman? The answer is maybe. If you're maybe, you need a maybe get.
You're like keeping her in the back pocket?
No, no back pocket. You want to marry someone else. You want to marry someone else. But I married someone, the first lady, sort of, misafik. So I need to end that safik kiddushin in order to marry someone else. Okay. Okay, now that's noy. Don't make me upset. Okay. Now, Rabosai, we're going to learn the Pnei Yeshua inside. Says the Pnei Yeshua, Beishamai on bedinar, afagav di kibla kidushin, miulav lahachi itsha, vikosheli. Now you got to hold cup over here. You got to hold cup. Vikosheli. Dilichora muchach ipcha. Dechi itsha leinyan kibla kidushin me acher, itsha. De'i le'inyin kiddusha rishonin pligi ve'itzal itzvicha get me rishon olo haten at the pligi shabed dinar v'pruta avin shabed pruta v'shabed dinar lo mishkachas l'pruktayu talukuli alma itzvicha get afilu b'shabed pruta talakam and daf yidveiz amashua kitzav tamara afilu kor tamar b'dinar mikudeshes chayshina shabed shabed pruta b'madai. In Cain, get misafek. The al korchach lo shai pluktail in shavet kesef, ela leinyan im kibel kiddushin me'acher. To beis hillel. Mikudesh is bevada l'rishon, ve'ain tzvika get misheni, ulebei shamai, kevim dekan ain shava dinar elamech shash, shema shava bemodai, hi mikudesh. Im kain, kidushe rishon, el kidushe safek, kidushe na metavse ba, misafek tzvika get misneem, im kain, hodar, havala mechumra be shamai, umekule beis hila. You got all that? No chance. Baruch Hashem. Okay, watch this. Watch this. According to Tosfos, I need you to really focus. It's complicated, but it's delicious. According to Tosfos, why is it that this is a case of mei kulei beis shamai? Because what are we focused on? We're focused on kiddushin number one and not kiddushin number two. Why kiddushin number one? Because v'hachi itsha. That's the case. Says the Pnei Yeshua. What did he give her as kiddush?
A
half a dinar. Now, one possibility is he gave her half a dinar of cash money. If he gave her half a dinar of cash money, then this is true. This is true. Because half a dinar of cash money, according to Beis Shammai, is what? Eina mikudeshes. According to Beis Hillel is? Mikudeshes. But let's say the Mishnah is talking about Kesef and Shaveh Kesef. So let's say he didn't give her a half a dinar of cash money, but let's say he gave her a half a dinar of tzmar. If he gave her a half a dinar of tzmar, let's play this out. So maybe in Madai, a half a dinar of tzmar is really worth a full dinar. And are we choshes for Shema Shavatina B'Madai?
Yes.
If that's true, then what is Beis Hillel's Psak?
Mikudeshes.
What is Beis Shammai's Psak? Safek Mikudeshes. Bottom line is, is she Mutter Asa to the world?
Asa.
She's Asa to the world.
But Beis Hillel is more
made. When is it you're going to have a Nafkamina?
By her actual husband.
Is, let's say,
when she marries.
She marries another guy. So Shimon now gives Leah a dinar. Okay. And now Reuven dies. Afterwards. Shimon gave Leah a dinar. Okay. According to Beis Hillel, is she married to Shimon?
No.
Why not?
Because
she has a prior kiddushin that blocks this kiddushin. Now Reuven dies.
She's free
to go.
That marriage wasn't good.
So she's free to go. Okay. Who now? But what about according to Beis Shammai? According to Beis Shammai. Is she mekudeshes to the sheni?
Yes. Maybe.
Be careful. The answer is a suffix. Why? Because she's suffix mekudeshes to the rishon. She's suffix to the sheni as well. So she needs a get from both. So who's the machmir? Who's the maker? Beis Shammai is the machmir. What was Tosis' kasha? Why is this in the Mishnah of Adios of Kuchumrei Beis Hillel Kule Beis Shammai? After all, Kiddushei Sheni, who's going to be the Machmir, who's the Mekel? Beis Hillel's the Mekel. It shouldn't be in the Mishnah. Tosis answers, we don't care about Kiddushei Sheni, we care about Kiddushei Rishon. Says the Pnei Yoshua, in light of the Gemara and Daf Yud Beis of Shmuel Shove Dinar B'Modai. So we have to care about the second Kiddushin, because there's no Nafkamina in the first Kiddushin. According to that, both of them, they are Mikudeshes.
No.
And
well,
Vaday and Safek. But either way, she's also to the world. And therefore, you need Kiddushei Sheni. When it comes to Kiddushei Sheni, who's the Machmir? Beis Shammai is the Machmir. So, Hajar Kushla Dukta, why is this Mishnah in Maseches? Eduyos. That's the Kasha Pnei Yeshua.
I have the background.
What about the Kasha?
One second. So Daniel Dresner says, okay, but what about the cash case? So he's right. The cash case is good. But the Mishnah is not limited to the cash case. The Mishnah is talking about a case of Pruta and Shavat Pruta. And the Mishnah Adius says, in the case of Pruta and Shavat Pruta, Beis Shammai is the maker. So it's a good mahalach. Yes, the cash case is covered. But the Shavat cash case, the Shavat Pruta case, Shavat is, we're still going to get to Kiddushei Sheni. And in Kiddushei Sheni, who's the machmir, who's the maker? Beis Shammai is the Machmir. So why is this Maseches Eidos?
Are we asking? So we're allowed to say it there. Once you have one attribute, we're allowed to say it. You're playing together.
The first institution one, then Beis Hillel is the. We're saying Beis Hillel is the. We're saying he's the Machmir.
In case one. Beis Hillel is the. Again, you can't say case one when.
Once
you have Shmuel in the picture of Shav.
No, Shmuel.
I don't know Shema. No, Shmua. I said Shmua. Once you have the Gemara and Daf Yud Beis of Shave Chaisina, Shema Shave Pruta Bemadai, once you have that case, now all of a sudden, in case one, there's no difference in Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Yes, Beis Hillel says you're Vade Mekudesh, Beis Shammai says you are Safek Mekudeshes. And therefore, why is that considered to be, that's not a nafkamina. They're both, she's usher. She's usher to get married to someone else without a divorce. They agree on that point. This is the kasha of the Pnei Yeshua. This is the kasha of the Pnei Yeshua. The Pnei Yeshua suggests an answer according to the Rambam. Sorry, according to the Rush. I'm going to say this out, but I'm not going to give you the punchline. I'm not going to give you the punchline because I don't want, it's too delicious to not, to like ram down your throats.
Why can't we go back to what Daniel said?
What, you could say what Daniel said partially. Let's see inside. Let's go a little weiter. Look inside. So says the Pnei Yeshua. Ubishleim alashitas harambam. Actually, before we get, I'll get to Daniel's point. Daniel's point is as follows. Is okay, but it works by kesef. It doesn't work by shavah kesef. It works by kesef. So one second. So the Pnei Yeshua makes that point. And he says, where does he say it? Hatenach, meaning the fifth line in my Pnei Yeshua, Hatenach, depliki shaper bediner bepruta. If they're arguing, if they were just arguing about a dinar and a pruta, makes sense. Avaleinyan shove pruta v'shove dinar lo miskachas lepluktayu. Dalakuli alma tzricha get afila b'shove pruta. Even on a shove pruta, Beis Shammai says she needs a get. Why does she need a get for a shove pruta? Because chayshinan shema shove dinar b'madai. Because the Mishnah seems to say it's all the same. There's no difference in dinim. And if Beis Shammai is a machmir, if Beis Shammai is a mekel, he's a mekel in both dinar and shava dinar. That's what the Gemara in Adius says. That's what seems to be.
Just be a mekel in dinar.
You say that. You say that, and I appreciate that.
Why can't that be true?
Because if you look at the lashon, in theory it could be true, but the pasuk shot is that the same machlokas that they have by dinar and pruta, they have by shava dinar and shava pruta, and when we say that Beis Shammai is the machmir, when we say Beis Shammai is the mekel, he's the mekel in both cases.
That's not the question. The question is, why are we allowed to put it in that Mishnah? We're saying there is an aspect to it where
I hear you, and I'm saying the Pnei Yeshua is not satisfied with that, because the Pnei Yeshua is saying there's an equivalence of the same din in one sentence. It's all...
But we do that in other places.
Yes or no? I don't know. We'll look at the mission ages, see if it works, but the Pnei Yeshua is not satisfied. Pnei Yeshua is not satisfied. So Pnei Yeshua suggests another idea. And he says, which he doesn't like either, this whole business of Shove Pruta B'Modai. But I gave her a Tamar here. And let's say Modai, yeah, I go to Modai, there's a real shortage in Tamarim over there. Is how much is this tamar worth?
How much is it worth? How much you can sell it for?
So the answer is, if I could bring this tamar to Madai, how much could I sell for in Madai? I could sell for a lot. But you know what? Tamarim are squishy. Tamarim get spoiled. Tmarim are not miskayim. So for me to get it to Madai, by the time I get it there, ice tamar. There's not going to be a tamar left. And therefore, the only time this svara works, says the Rambam, of Shove Pruta B'Madai, is when you could get it to Madai, if it's a Davar HaMiskai. So therefore, we could be talking, what kind of case of Shave Pruta are we talking about? We're talking about a Shave Pruta of a Davar She Lo Miskai. But the Rosh writes, there's no difference. I don't care if it, you can transport it successfully or not. Either way, the Svara, the abstract conceptual idea, is this worth more or less than Pruta? The answer is, in Madai, it's worth more. And therefore, you have to be Chayshish for that possibility and Safek Mekudeshes. So the Pnei Yeshua is stuck. He says, I don't understand Tosis. What I'm going to do is I'm going to stop here. And I'm going to leave the rest for tomorrow. First half of tomorrow. What I want to do tomorrow is make sure you have this down well. You're going to learn the Pnei Yeshua inside well. You'll see the answer that's given by the Pnei Yeshua. A nice answer. But I'm going to share with you what I think is a much better answer. And I'm going to share with you the following idea. I'm going to plant some seeds right now. Rabosai, what did Shmuel say? What was Shmuel's halacha? If you're being makadesh a woman with pachos mishav and pruta, what's the din? Safek mikudeshes. Why? Shema shave pruta be mother. I'm going to say it again with now greater inflection. Thank you. If you're mekadesh an isha with pachos mishave pruta, suffik mekudesh is why? Shema shave pruta b'mada. What's the kasha of the Pnei Yeshua premised on? Just like you have a svara of Shema Shaver Pruta and Shema Shaver Pruta B'Madai, you should also say Shema Shaver Dinar B'Madai. Is that assumption a valid assumption? Ad Kan, think about it, dream about it, and we'll wrap this up tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem.